Welcome to Real Estate Investors Front Seat Education, sponsored by REI Wealth Academy, where you learn how to supplement your income, contribute to something bigger than yourself, transform the children's future, all through building real estate investing residual income.
Hey, what's up, fellow investors? This is John Payne coming at you again from the REI Wealth Academy tribe. Going along the same thing again and again for the big why. And there's just little elements that I think are just so critical and so key as you're thinking through the process of sitting down to do your why, to really dig down deep and get connected kind of emotionally overall. But I want something you to think about, something that it's not just an emotion. You're not just going to happen to have the emotion. You're going to have to do this every day. This is something that is a daily discipline that you're going to have to keep putting back in front of you. Because in order for your subconscious, in order for your mind to truly start keying into the person that you're becoming, when you become the person that is actively doing the things you need to do to achieve your big why, that's going to be, your big why is going to become you. And starting out, sometimes it's just the motivation that starts you out. That's why when you have a New Year's resolution, like we had this past January, for a lot of people, they're going to be burnt out by the end of January, if not by the end of March for sure. And that's the majority of people. We're trying to move beyond that, not just be the majority of people, but really have that big why move from just a motive factor, a motivation, into an inspiration for us. And that inspiration can be a positive thing that we're on our way actively achieving. It could also be the fear of something else that's driving us. And it really just is dependent on you. So that's what I want you to think about, is that it has to be something put in front of you daily to develop the daily discipline. And as you develop that discipline, it's going to quickly become more and more who you are, because you are made up of the decisions that you currently make. So let's reframe that and get very particular over the next few months and over this next year about putting that big why there. The second thing I kind of want to talk about is a changing why. So as you become the person that you are, you have the tendency to plateau. So every time that you've grown, there's always the tendency to kind of level off. And this is something you need to be more aware of. And so being active in the process of getting in touch with that kind of emotional side of you, you're also going to become more aware of hitting those plateaus and knowing the next time that you need to go beyond what you're currently doing and actually move to the next thing, the next big why that you might have. It might be a driving factor you have for years, and then it will change. We all go through seasons in our life, and so you want to be aware of that as well. And it's okay that even if your big why seems a little bit smaller in the short term, that's okay. If it's enough to get you motivated and inspired to do take action consistently now, that's fine. But understand, things will probably change. Actually, they will change throughout your life. Something that I've had experience with, moving from different types of jobs or different types of entrepreneurship ventures myself and onto this current one. So with that, I'm going to be hitting up a couple more videos. Make sure you stay tuned to REI Wealth Academy Facebook page and REIWealthAcademy.com. Make sure you check out the blog. Leave comments below on how this is impacting you and things you're getting ready to do for 2018. Take care.
Decide today you don't want to take a back seat. Finally break your financial life cycle. Learn more now at www.reiwealthacademy.com.